Good morning.
早晨。
Very happy to see you.
好開心見到大家。
I was impressed by the scripture I just heard.
頭先聽到啱啱嘅讀經，我都非常之受感動。
As a believer for many years, I've heard it many times.
因為自己已經信主好多年，其實聽過呢段經文好多次啦。
But this morning, I closed my eyes and tried to take in what I heard.
但係今朝早咧，我都嘗試合埋眼睛，然後好咁去領受呢段經文。
As a believer, I seemed to understand what I was hearing, and yet I was quite sure I didn't quite understand.
作為一個信徒咧，我應該係明白頭先嘅經文我所聽到嘅，但係同時間亦都知道自己應該仲係未完全明白。
Because I know the things I heard has got a depth to it.
因為我好清楚咧，我所聽到嘅其實係好有深度嘅。
A depth that I certainly haven't fathomed.
係呢個深度係我仍然未能去揣摩到。
It has to do with humans' ability to perceive what is worthy.
咁呢一個係關乎到我哋作為人能唔能夠辨認到價值。
It's one thing to tell that a meal is good.
咁我哋可以去評價話呢餐飯好好食啦。
Some people are better at telling good food from ordinary food.
咁有啲人咧係比較喺辨別好食嘅嘢同唔好食嘅嘢方面係比較厲害嘅。
The other day, a good friend of mine gave us some homemade cookies and mince pies.
咁前嗰幾日咧，就我一個好朋友啦，就請我哋食一啲自家製作嘅曲奇餅同埋一啲叫做 mince pies。
I put one into my mouth and I savour it, and then I went, mmm.
咁我放一塊入我嘅口啦，慢慢去品嚐啦。咁然後就話
Few days later, I met a friend. I told her that the mince pies and the cookies are very good.
咁過咗幾日之後咧，我又遇到一朋友，咁我就同佢講話：，哇，嗰啲咁嘅曲奇餅同埋嗰個果塔真係太好味啦。
There is a delicacy, there is a fine taste to it that one must experience with the heart.
當中係有一種好美妙嘅味道，係要你細細用心去品嚐先得嘅。
And she snapped and said, "Oh, you can tell?"
咁佢就好興奮就話：嚇，你分別到啊
？She gave food to many of her friends and relatives.
因為佢都曾經俾個食物俾佢嘅親戚、佢嘅朋友啦。
She can tell who can tell her food is good.
咁佢係知道邊啲人係真正識得食，知道佢嗰啲食物係好食嘅。
I said to her, "Yeah, I can tell."
咁我話係啊，我識得分㗎。
And then finally she said, "I'll give you more."
咁佢就咁，我會再俾多啲俾你。
I said, "Yeah, go on, please."
咁我就好啊，好啊，歡迎啊，歡迎。
So it's not so easy to tell something is worthy.
所以其實要去辨別到乜嘢嘢係有價值咧，唔係咁簡單嘅。
Can you tell whether I'm short or tall?
你哋能唔能夠去分辨我究竟屬於係高定係矮咧
？Yes.
應該可以啊。
Am I tall or short?
究竟我係高定係矮咧
？Can you tell whether I'm young or old?
能唔能夠辨別我究竟係後生定係老嘅咧？
I won't ask Julia.
我一定唔會問阿 Julia 啦。
She takes pleasure in hurting my feelings.
佢係最中意去傷害我嘅感受啦。
By giving me offensive answers.
就係俾一啲我唔想聽到嘅答案啦。
More to the point, more important is, can you tell whether I'm beautiful or ugly?
咁更加重要，大家能唔能夠講俾我聽，我係好靚、好英俊定係好醜樣呢
？No.
大家唔能夠回答。
Are these things relative?
呢啲係咪相對嘅咧
？With whom do you want to compare me?
究竟你想將我同咩人去比較咧
？What is old? What is young, anyways?
咁其實乜嘢為之老，乜嘢為後生咧
？But we're not going to spend time on these trivial questions.
咁當然我哋唔會花時間喺呢啲好似好微不足道嘅話題上面。
Today we want to talk about something much more important.
今日咧，我哋想去討論一啲更加重要嘅話題。
As before, today is a church discussion time.
咁就好似之前咁啦，我哋今日係會有教會一齊依個家庭嘅討論。
We have had 2 to 3 topics.
我哋到目前為止已經有2至3個題目。
We discussed about family.
我哋傾過家庭呢個話題。
From there, we went on to marriage and cohabitation.
跟住我哋就去探討婚姻同埋同居。
Today, we would like to discuss about sex.
咁今日正如我之前都應承過大家，我哋會去探討性。
Yes, let's talk about sex in the Church of God.
係啊，我哋喺神嘅教會要去探討性呢個話題。
Why should videos and films and have the monopoly of talking about sex?
點解要容讓電影啊、電視啊或者一啲嘅小説有呢個權利去探討性呢方面呢
？But today we want to link the question of sex with marriage.
但係今日我哋係特別想將性呢個話題同婚姻連埋一齊嚟討論。
We want to discuss about sex outside of marriage and sex within marriage only.
我哋係想去探討喺婚姻以外嘅性關係。相對純粹係婚姻裡面嘅性關係去同。
In the UK, sex outside of marriage is legal as long as both parties are 16 of age or above and mutually consenting.
咁喺英國呢個國家咧，其實性關係係合法嘅，只要雙方咧都係年滿16歲或者以上，同埋雙方都係同意嘅。
The question we want to discuss is.Is sex outside of marriage right or wrong, good or bad?
咁我哋今日想一齊去討論，就係究竟喺婚姻以外嘅性關係係好同係唔好咧，係啱同唔啱嘅。
Or are we asking the wrong question right from the outset?
定係我哋一開始就問錯咗問題咧
？Should we say sex outside of marriage is neither good nor bad?
定係我哋應該話喺婚姻以外嘅性關係咧，並冇分好定係唔好。
It's not a question about right or wrong。
亦都唔係關乎係啱同唔啱嘅問題。
After all, it's legal。
因為講到尾啊，都係合法噶嘛。
If both are consenting。
如果雙方都同意嘅話。
So it should be okay, shouldn't it?
咁應該係冇問題噶。
What is more, it's very common today。
而且係非常普遍嘅喺今日嘅社會。
How common?You don't need me to tell you.
係幾咁嘅普遍，我諗你都唔需要我去同大家講啦。
Many people do it.
大把人都係咁樣去有性關係噶啦，性行為。
If we don't do it, if we don't follow suit, is it not very hard?
如果你想唔去跟大家咁樣去做，唔係更加好困難咩
？Is it not very hard to be different?
我哋如果想去不隨波逐流，唔係好困難嘅一件事咩？
If we say sex within marriage only, isn't it out of date?
如果我哋想去話唯有喺婚姻裡面有性關係先係啱嘅，咁樣講法係咪過時啦
？Past use.
落後啦，冇用啦。
It's old-fashioned, is it not?
係咪好守舊咧
？We should flow with the times, shouldn't we?
我哋唔應該隨住時間咁樣去進步，去跟住走嘅咩？
Is sex within marriage only still relevant today?
究竟喺婚姻裡面嘅性關係同我哋今日係咪依然息息相關嘅咧
？So that's the topic for discussion today.
咁呢個咧就我哋今日想討論嘅話題。
And I'm waiting to hear your thoughts.
咁亦都喺度期待緊大家嘅一啲睇法。
This is a rather long introduction.
依個係一個比較長嘅一個開場白。
Can we discuss the question?Is sex outside the marriage right or wrong, good or bad, or is it neither good nor bad, neither right or wrong? You're asking the question the wrong way.
究竟我哋可唔可以去討論一個婚姻以外嘅性行為係啱定係唔啱，好定唔好，定係從一開始其實呢個問題係錯嘅，我哋唔應該去討論佢究竟係啱。
So the time is yours.
咁時間交俾大家啦。
Who will be our first contributor today?
今日邊個會係第一位？開口分享嘅咧
？Yes.
Had sex outside of marriage.、Mm-hmm. I would say that it's good,、but I don't think you should rush into it.、
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. 咁頭先啱啱我哋新嚟嘅朋友咧，佢就話啦，佢自己咧係有喺婚姻以外嘅性關係嘅。咁佢認為咧係好嘅，不過咧我就個人認為就唔應該太衝動、太急去有咁樣嘅關係。
So sex outside of marriage is good, but to be advised is caution. Mm-hmm. It's not something to rush into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes?
Can you just ask to clarify this point about sex outside or even before marriage is good? Could you clarify this point? The next point is that not to rush into it, I didn't understand it. But you said it's good. Could you be more specific, please?
So in what way it is good?
Let me say, my family is not religious. To have sex outside of marriage, it's okay for them.
It's okay, it's very acceptable. It's very acceptable in the world today.
So good is a sense of acceptable.
Mm-hmm. So far, by good, we actually mean acceptable. Okay.
咁可能頭先就想去澄清，即係喺婚姻以外有性關係咩為之好咧？咁好似似乎到目前為止，我哋得到結論就係，只不過話喺呢個社會環境裏面咧，有婚姻以外或者婚前嘅性行為係能接受嘅，咁樣係為之好。
So in a moment, we should press the question that whether a thing that is acceptable is necessarily good or right.
咁可能喺嚟緊嘅討論咧，我哋可以去追問啦。一樣係被公認為能夠接受嘅，係咪就代表佢係好嘅咧
？There are many things today that are acceptable, but whether or not they are also right and good is another question.
咁其實喺今日嘅環境裏面咧，好多嘅嘢都係大眾認為係能接受嘅，但係係咪就係代表佢係好嘅咧
？But at least I think we can agree, sex outside of marriage is very common and is to many people acceptable.
咁但係最少我哋應該可以同意啦，喺婚姻以外嘅性關係啊，係好普遍嘅，而且對大部分嚟講都係可以接受嘅。
Okay, our next contributor。
咁我哋下一位發言嘅。
如在以前咧，我自己的婚姻吧，我可以說我會接受丈夫他有婚前的那些。东西对我来说是不重要的了，因为是没结婚以前的嘛。那但是结了婚之后，我觉得我是不能接受婚姻以外的。当婚姻出现问题的时候，那丈夫就去跟其他的女人有婚外的情的时候，我是对我来说是很伤害的，我也是不能。无法是接受的，所以来说，如果婚姻以外的话，肯定会对这个家庭造成很多的伤害，以致可能以致就是会婚姻破裂，这个家庭已经不可能完整，而我自己非常的不原谅。
嗯，
在那个婚姻以外有其他的性质就没有问题。
So thank you very much. Talking about acceptability, then Kai's point is that before she got married, she didn't mind if her husband-to-be had sex with women. That's before they got married. But after she got married, then for the husband to have sex outside of marriage is totally unacceptable because...That would mean a lot of hurt, a lot of harm to herself and also to the whole family. Totally unacceptable. It's not good, it's hurtful, very destructive.
Yeah. 其實阿開分享的就是說她對於她丈夫在跟她未結婚之前她過去曾經有沒有跟其他人有性關係這一點她並不太在乎因為都是畢竟是結婚之前的事但是一當她們結了婚之後她是沒有辦法接受容忍她的丈夫是有跟其他女人有性關係即是有婚外情或者我們現在也可以叫為奸淫這件事所以因為她認為這樣是對她自己和她整個家庭都是帶來非常大的傷害亦都會導致個家庭破裂嘅。
Thank you.
May I ask in this case, for Kai's case, my question is, since she got married, has her view towards the husband who had perhaps many women before that means had sex before marriage, now she's married, has it affected her? So that means knowing your partner had sex before, perhaps with different partners, has it affected your marriage? That's my question.
咁 Pastor Lucy 嘅問題就係話，頭先話咧，佢唔介意佢丈夫曾經同其他嘅女人有個關係，性關係。但係我想了解就係你到你結咗婚之後，即係你丈夫曾經同唔同女士有個性關係呢個事實，有冇影響佢嘅婚姻咧？咁樣。
Yeah. So appreciate the question. So you heard her question. Yes. Yes. Again. Yeah.
我不知道我的前公司。结婚之前就有没有，我就完全的不知道，我从来就不会说这些结婚前的，所以我可以肯定说他在我们的婚姻里没出现问题，那是完全没有任何的婚外情，这些只是后来才婚姻出现问题的时候他才去寻找另外一段情。
嗯，So in a way, cannot give you a direct reply because she never knew. She doesn't know whether before they got married, the husband relationships with various women. She doesn't know. She didn't know. So that's about it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Fair enough. Maybe I'd like to hear others. We are a big group. Your contributions, your thoughts is important in the process of discussion. Yeah.
Outside marriage, you risk pregnancy without
acceptable
help from the person.
Mm-hmm. So
single struggle
honestly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe just repeat it in front of my microphone for recording purposes. So she thinks that it's not a question of whether it's good or bad or right or wrong. Only that sex outside of marriage runs the risk of pregnancy. If a woman becomes pregnant, then there will be problem, and the woman may not have the support.
有另一位嘅睇法就係話，佢唔係想講究竟婚姻以外嘅性關係係好定唔好，不過佢諗到個好實際嘅問題就係，亦會有呢個危機啦，就係冒險，就係可能你會大肚啦，咁有 BB， 但係對方咧未必一定會嚟同你一齊承擔呢個責任，咁就會有好多嘅問題發生啦。
So at least I hope you feel that I'm being fair. I did ask the question on your behalf, that is it right to ask the question? Is it right or wrong, good or bad? It may not be the right question to ask. Maybe there is neither good or bad, neither right or wrong. Okay, good. Anyone else? Yeah. Anyone? Yeah. Yes.
我個古仔有少少長。我以前有一個女同事，有一日佢個先生送咗一隻好靚嘅花，咁我哋都冇羨慕，哇！老公送花好開心，咁佢就好少少開心咁講：我老公喺出邊做錯事，向我認錯。咁誒，嗰個錯事就係有同其他女人有事。咁誒，佢覺得好開心，佢先生認錯。咁我哋當時係對佢咁嘅解釋覺得好鄙視佢。婚外情唔係講即婚姻以外嘅性行為，以為好好，其實係一點黑點喺你嘅婚姻上，一路咁樣損壞緊個婚姻。三兩年之後，佢哋係離婚收場。
So may I just put your story, your real life story, into English for our English speakers? This friend, one day, the husband of this.Lady friend presented her with a bunch of flowers, a bouquet of flowers. And she was very happy that the husband gave her flowers. The reason for that is because the husband had extramarital sexual relationship with others, and the flowers is a token of apology. And when Maggie heard that story,she and her friends think, hey, this is not a good thing, not a good story, because for anyone to be unfaithful to one's spouse, to have sex outside of marriage, you see, act of betrayal is like having a black dot on a pure marriage. And that dot will grow, will spread, and in the end will damage, will destroy the marriage. So sure enough, in this case, in a few years' time, the couple ended up in divorce. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Another angle? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 我就覺得
yeah.
結婚，如果係性行為方面咧，周圍即係試一個試一個試一個咧，你令到我哋自己都會好放縱。嗯。以前我自己就係咁嘅人嚟嘅。嗯。自己會慢慢慢慢放縱，但係自己諗翻轉頭，自己都好想去揾一個啊，之後誒後輩啊，揾一個真係啊應該自己要保持自己性潔，同一個女仔誒又係性潔一齊，我覺得係嗰個方式係好好過好過咁樣樣。
So let me just put it in English. For a person to have many sex partners and keep changing sex partners is bad. And Stephen was such a person in the past, and he later on regretted it. He thought that it is much better to prepare oneself and be a pure, a holy person, and to have a woman who is equally committed. So yeah, I appreciate you talking about that. Mm-hmm. So are you implying, Stephen, that on the one hand, in your opinion, it's clearly bad to have many sex partners, and are you implying that it's okay to stick to one partner without getting married? Very committed, very, you know, steady with one partner.
But men is really critical.
Men are very what? Very, very tricky.
Men doesn't like to stick with one.
So men don't stick with one woman, huh? Okay. Yeah? Okay.
Well, I guess nowadays some ladies don't like to stick with one.
So don't be a sexist, okay? Women don't like to stick with one man either, or one partner either. It seems to be human nature. Mm-hmm. To be committed, to be faithful, as we learned last Sunday, it doesn't come natural to human beings. Mm. That's the reality. So, anyone else? Yeah?
我喺度諗緊個問題，而家講話合法，要諗到咩叫合法啊？喺婚外情同埋性生活，即係唔合法底下，係講而家喺四圍俾人講合法嘅。聽到呢個問題之後，我喺度諗，點解咁多人去討論呢個問題？又討論合法與唔合法，當然係覺得唔合法係先去討論啦，係咪？ 有啲覺得合法，覺得唔合法先去討論啦，係咪？但係有冇諗過結咗婚嘅喺性生活唔需諗合唔合法嘅，係好自然好 natural 嘅係咪？點解呢個問題冇人哋諗咧？點解專去諗埋嗰啲係唔應該有個問題？氣咁動咁多腦筋，合法而唔合法，甚至如果唔合法，偷偷摸摸都要去做。 究竟呢個問題個原因邊度導致出嚟？花咁多心機、咁多腦汁係咪？都要傾下呢樣嘢咧。我係度諗呢個問題。結婚好自然嘅，唔需諗話性問題合唔合法嘅係咪？結咗婚係好自然嘅係咪？我覺得呢個問題值得去思考我哋人咯。
So, Auntie Lau thinks that why think about the question of legality? As long as two persons are married, they don't need to think about whether having sex is legal or not. But why spend so much energy in our society today to talk about, to think about what is legal, what is illegal, and even to legalize something? In her opinion, the question is wrongly placed. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, what really could understand it. We are speaking in the church context, the people who are not seeking the will of God, what is pleasing to God. So what we need to know is what the Bible says is the correct thing, and not what is allowable or acceptable. And what other people say in their own opinion, they find it good, and they find it acceptable, and they may do it. But what the God say is what we are concerned to find out in this context, in this situation, not just what anybody in the world think, and then you change, well, homosexual is good, They said, we do it now, it's legal. That's what we don't want to be. We spend our time to do this, what God wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And our discussion, and our meetings on Sundays, any days, mm-hmm. especially Sundays,
mm-hmm.
is an attempt to us, to direct us to worship God, not just to get knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
剛才分享到覺得我們其實大家之所以嚟到教會嘅目的，就好想去了解究竟神佢嘅心意係乜嘢咧，即係神係點樣去睇呢啲事情嘅。咁以至我哋嚟完聚會之後咧，我哋係可以帶住一份敬畏神、敬拜神嘅心去離開，都清楚乜嘢係神眼中睇為好嘅事情咯。就唔係話呢個社會上有啲人覺得冇所謂㗎婚前或者婚外的性行為沒問題，又或者甚至同性戀都是沒問題的，所以他們去做了，即是我們不需要只是知道這方面的知識。
Appreciate your input、yeah.
我分享一點，就是我就是想隨著這個話題，就是神要我們去跟他的方法，都不是一個好像獨裁者，就是他規定我們要這樣做，那我們就知道就一定要咁做，而唔明白對我哋有咩好處啦。咁我就諗一個問題咯。頭先問先有問過，究竟如果你嘅丈夫或者配偶婚姻之前已經有過好多嘅性關係，對一個已婚嘅人會唔會有咩影響嘛？咁我就諗到有一個影響嘅，亦都係頭先牧師講到，其實忠心委身咧唔係無端端有，我覺得係需要訓練嘅。因為好似 Stephen 話齋，人嘅心都係好中意變。邊個唔中意靚嘅嘢咧？唔中意新嘅嘢咧？即係你睇得多就厭噶啦嘛！即係除非喺婚姻之前咧，我自己覺得啦，即係如果譬如好似我嘅丈夫，我知道佢一路都能夠去堅守神俾呢個嘅命令又好，這個提醒都好啦。咁喺我婚姻裡面，我就會放心好多咯。如果唔係喺呢個社會裡面咧，即係作為特別一個我自己唔係一個好有安全感嘅人咧，我係會覺得好難相信我嘅配偶係唔會跌倒，因為我覺得。就算想想自己，如果沒有神都是很容易跌倒的，即很多的引誘誰都不喜歡，是不是你放鬆一下對眼去想一下，所以我就會覺得是一個訓練，就是以致你在婚姻裡面你可以很信任這個人是有這個質素，他是對你這個不是口說的，而是真的可以做到。
For the sake of Jason and Toby,
yeah, yeah, please.
Please you'll be the best translator of your own thoughts.
Okay. Yeah, what I just shared is I was thinking about this question, like, yeah, it's true that we come here to seek the will of God, to understand what He thinks is best for us to do, but we shouldn't see God as a dictator who just says, oh, you have to follow this, like, you can't have sex outside of marriage or before marriage. We have to understand why, like, why is it good for us? And then I was thinking maybe one thing is that, because in this society, it is very easy to fall into temptations, like, and it's human nature that we like new things, we like pretty things. So, you know, if you're with the same guy or same girl for too long, you might get sick of it, and, you know, you might want to have new stimulation and stuff. But for me, I feel that, like, if my partner or my husband, even before marriage, like, he's committed to follow God's way in keeping, you know, this purity, then it's a training for that person to have self-control, and you know it's his character. So inside of marriage, I wouldn't feel so insecure. Like, I could trust that this person has already developed this character of being faithful and being able to run away from temptations. So I think it is beneficial for the marriage.
Thank you. So let me come to the Bible's perspective.
咁我哋而家咧就要嚟到聖經係點樣睇啦。
For the Bible, the important question to ask is this: Is sex outside of marriage holy, or is it degenerate?
喺聖經嚟講咧，好重要一個問題就係、是，究竟喺婚姻以外嘅性行為係聖潔高潔嘅，定係墮落同腐敗嘅咧？
Is it holy or is it corrupt?
究竟是聖潔高潔的，還是墮落或者腐敗的呢？
The crucial question is, can you tell?
但很重要的一個問題是，你能不能夠分辨呢？
It may be easy to tell whether some food is good or some food is fouled.
可能我們要去分辨一樣食物好不好吃是很容易。
It may be easy to tell whether I'm young or old.
或者又好容易去講究竟我係老啊定係好後生啦。
It's slightly hard to tell whether I'm beautiful or I'm ugly。
但可能咧嚟到要講究竟我係英俊或者靚定係好醜樣咧，這個可能會有啲難啦。
But it is critical for us to learn to tell whether something is holy or whether it is degenerate。
但咧係非常之重要，就係我哋能夠去分辨出究竟一樣嘢係聖潔、純潔、高潔嘅，定係墮落腐敗嘅咧。
I just consulted two standard dictionaries for a definition of the word degenerate。
咁咧，我就去查過兩本通用嘅詞典啦，關於呢個墮落呢個字。
Webster's dictionary says degenerate means having sunk to a lower corrupt state。
咁根據呢個韋伯斯特詞典咧，墮落啊嘅定義就係話已經淪落到一個好低同埋腐敗嘅狀態，有好低嘅道德標準。
Oxford dictionary says。
咁牛津詞典咧就話。
Having moral standards that have fallen to a standard that is very low and unacceptable to most people.
墮落咧就係道德標準已經降低到一個對於大部分人嚟講都係唔能夠接受嘅地步。
I've also consulted the dictionary of synonyms and antonyms.
咁亦都去查過另一本關於一啲嘅同義詞啊、反義詞嘅詞典啦。
Synonyms to the word degenerate include cheap。
咁同墮落嘅同義詞就包括好賤啦
，unworthy of a person，
與身份唔相稱
，disgraceful or shameful，
好可恥好丟臉嘅
，pitiful sad or sorry，
好可憐好悲慘嘅
，shocking or outrageous，
令人好震驚或者太過分。
The question is sex outside of marriage holy or is it degenerate？
所以我哋嘅問題就係、是，究竟喺婚姻以外嘅性關係啊，係聖潔高潔嘅，定係墮落同腐敗嘅咧
？What does the Bible say？
究竟聖經又係點講
？Well, let us read Genesis chapter 1:24-28。
咁我哋可以一齊翻開《創世記》第一章24-28。
To save time, I will simply read in English.
咁為咗節省時間咧，我就會用英文讀嘅啫。咁請大家睇中文聖經，可以自己翻。
Genesis chapter 1:24-28。
創世記一章24-28。
Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after their kind." And it was so.And God made the beasts of the earth after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps on the earth after its kind. And God saw that it is good. 26. Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over the earth.And over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.Now, the scripture tells us that the human species is the only species of the whole universe that has been designed in the image of God.
咁呢段经文就话俾我哋听咧，人类系整个宇宙中啊唯一受造之物系按住神嘅形象去做嘅。
Only humans are in the image of God.
只有人类咧系有神嘅形象。
And God has a high noble plan for the human species.
而神对人类咧系一个极崇高嘅计划嘅。
To be representatives of God, to be rulers of the whole creation.
就系要作为神嘅代表啦，去管理呢个受造之物嘅。
Let us turn to the New Testament scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
咁我哋一翻開新約聖經《哥林多前書》六章
，First Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 12。
哥林多前書六章十二節。
First Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 12。
哥林多前書六章十二節。
Verse 12. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be mastered by anything.
凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件事，我总不受他的限制。
I checked the Greek lexicon for the word lawful.
咁我特别去查咗呢个希列文嘅词典咧，关于合法呢个字。
The Greek word is axextin.
希列文就系一个 axextin.
It means permitted, possible to do.
意思就系话系允许嘅，系可以做嘅。
Mm-hmm. I also checked the original Greek word for the word profitable.
咁我亦都去查咗呢个益处嘅原文咧。
Symphery. Symphery means advantageous, profitable.
就系有利嘅、有益嘅。
Useful.
系有用嘅。
The scripture says, "All things are permittable, are lawful for me, but not all things are advantageous."
咁圣经就系话啦。對我嚟講啊，一切嘅嘢都可以係合法允許可以做嘅，但係唔係所有嘅嘢咧，對我嚟講都係有利、有益、有益處有助幫助。
A thing may be permitted, but it may not necessarily be useful or profitable.
咁一樣嘢可能係被允許可以去做嘅，但係唔代表佢一定係有益或者係對我哋有用嘅。
Self-control is much more important.
咁自制咧，節制啊，係更加重要。
He says, "I will not be mastered by anything."
依度就讲到啦，我系总唔会受任何嘅嘢去限制。
So the scripture values self-control much more.
所以睇到咧，圣经咧系更加睇重节制、自制力。
As Auntie Lau says, whether it's legal or illegal is not the ultimate question.
所以好似阿刘婶婶讲到啦，其实一样嘢系咪合法咧，就唔系最终极嗰个问题。
Let us read verse 2 and 3 of the same chapter.
咁我哋可以一齐去睇翻同一章第二节同第三节啊。
Chapter 6, verse 2 and 3.
喺哥林多前书六章二至三节。
Do you not know that the saints, that is the people of God, the saints will judge the world? And if the world is to be judged by you, are you incompetent to try trivial cases?Do you not know that we are to judge angels, to say nothing of ordinary matters?
岂不知圣徒，圣徒即系神嘅子民啦。岂不知圣徒要审判世界么？若世界为你们所审，难道你们不配审判这最小的事么？岂不知我们要审判天使，何况今生的事呢
？The creator of the world wants to prepare the human species.To be rulers of all creation.
其實咧，創造宇宙萬物嘅神呢位主宰啊，係想去預備人類可以去將來去管理全部嘅受造物。
The Creator has a high expectation of the human species.
創造主咧對人類係特別有呢份崇高嘅期望嘅。
Let's go on to verses 9 to 11 of the same chapter.
咁我哋可以睇埋第六章第九至十一节。
Chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. Do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. Fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, male prostitutes, sodomites, thieves, the greedy, the drunkards, revilers,Robbers, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God. And this is what some of you used to be. But now you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God.
好，哥林多前书第六章九至十一节，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的。作戀童的、親男色的、偷竊的、貪婪的、醉酒的、辱罵的、勒索的，都不能承受神的國。你們中間也有人從前是這樣，但如今你們奉主耶穌基督的名，並藉著我們神的靈，已經洗淨、聖聖、清義了。
Let us go on to read verse 13 and 14 of the same chapter.
咁我哋繼續睇十三、十四節。
Verse 13, food is meant for the stomach, and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is meant not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord Jesus and will also raise us up by his power.
食物是为土福，土福是为食物，但神要叫这两样都废坏。身子不能不是为淫乱，乃是为主，主也是为身子。并且神已经叫主复活，也要用自己的能力叫我们复活。
These two scriptures would need some explanation.
咁呢两节嘅经文咧，应该需要一啲解释啦。
How do we understand that God will destroy both our stomach and food?
咩意思系讲到神会去毁坏我哋食物同埋土福咧
？What it means, anything that is material, anything that is physical in this world, including the human body and food, will corrupt, will perish one day.
咁其實意思咧就係話喺呢世界上一切物質嘅嘢包括我哋嘅身體啦、食物咧，其實有一日都係要去毀壞、要去腐爛嘅，要去消失啦。
But it doesn't mean that you can use our body to do anything we like。
但係咧，呢個並唔係代表因為咁你可以放縱你嘅身體去做一乜嘢都得。
The body is not meant for sexual fornication。
我哋嘅身體咧並唔係用嚟放縱去淫亂嘅。
The body is for the Lord。
我哋嘅身體咧係俾主用嘅。
And the Lord also is concerned about our body。
而主亦都係非常之緊張睇重我哋嘅身子。
And note verse 14。
特別睇第十四節。
God raised up the Lord Jesus from the dead。
神咧係叫到主耶穌從死裏復活。
God will also raise us up by His power。
神亦都要用佢嘅能力去叫我哋复活。
There will be a day when everybody worthy of the kingdom of God will be raised and given a new body for heaven。
将来咧会有一日系所有配得嘅人都会被神叫我哋从死里复活，并且得着一个新嘅身体。
The human body is very precious and important to God。
原来咧，我哋人嘅身体咧对神嚟讲系非常之重要同埋宝贵嘅。
The human body is precious to us。
所以我哋呢个身体啊，对我哋嚟讲都系好宝贵嘅。
If you understand the scripture，
如果你能够明白呢段经文嘅话
，Let's go on to read 15-20。
咁我哋继续睇15-20。
To save time， I will simply read in English。
我为咗节省时间，我只会读英文。第15-20。
15-20。Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ？ Should I therefore take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute？Never. Do you not know that whoever is united to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For it is said, the two shall become one flesh. But anyone united to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. 18. Shun fornication. Every sin that a person commits is outside the body. But the fornicator...sins against the body itself. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have received from God, and that you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God using your body. The body is important.
所以我哋睇到我哋嘅身體係非常之重要嘅，因為係用重價買嚟，亦都要喺我哋身子上榮耀神。
If we use our body in the wrong way, are we worthy? Are we qualified to receive the gift of resurrection, the new body, when Jesus comes again?
So, if we use our body in the wrong way, are we qualified to receive the gift of resurrection, the new body, when Jesus comes again? So, if we use our body in the wrong way, are we qualified to receive the gift of resurrection?
Let us turn to our last scripture today before we conclude.
咁喺我哋結束之前咧，我哋翻去最後一段經文。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 19-24.
喺加拉太書五章嘅19-24。加拉太書嘅五章19-24。
So I'll ask Grace to read in Chinese first and then repeat in English.
好，咁我先用中文为大家读出，喺加拉太书五章十九至二十四节。情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、憎劲、忌恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒，亦都有古卷喺度话凶杀两字、醉酒、方言等。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 19, I'll read up to 23. Now the works of the flesh are obvious. Fornication, impurity,licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I'm warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.By contrast, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now we've come to the end of this morning. And,It's time to draw a conclusion.
咁都係時候要去下一個結論啦。
Today, I've asked and presented to you one most important question.
咁今日我係向大家提出咗，亦都去問大家一個好重要嘅問題。
If we fire the wrong question, we'll probably get the wrong answer.
咁如果我哋問嘅係一個錯誤嘅問題，咁當然就會得到錯誤嘅答案啦。
We may spend years running in circles.
咁我哋問錯咗問題，可能我哋會花好幾年時間兜圈。
But we have asked a crucial question.
但我哋問咗一個非常重要嘅問題。
Is sex outside of marriage holy or is it degenerate?
究竟喺婚姻以外嘅性行為係聖潔高潔嘅，定係一個好墮落
？You may not be able to tell good music from bad music.
可能我哋分辨唔到好嘅音樂同埋唔好嘅音樂。
Maybe for you, anything goes.
可能對於你嚟講冇乜所謂啦，任何一種。
You may not be able to tell what is good food or bad food.
可能你亦都唔能夠分辨乜嘢係為之好好嘅食物，乜嘢係冇咁好嘅。
But can you tell what is holy from what is degenerate?
但究竟你能唔能夠睇出聖潔、純潔相對墮落、腐敗兩者之間嘅差別呢
？Is sex within marriage only out of date?
究竟婚姻以內嘅性關係係咪已經過時啦、過氣啦
？No, it's not.
唔係啊，絕對唔係。
It's relevant today still.
其實今日依然同我哋係有關嘅。
If to be different is right, but let us be different.
如果要同其他人分別出嚟唔同，唔去隨波逐流係好嘅，咁我哋就去學習堅持啦，去同人哋唔同啦。
The fact that many people do a thing doesn't necessarily mean that the thing is right.
有好多人都去做同樣嘅嘢咧，並唔會令到呢件嘢就係代表係啱嘅。
The fact that something is legal doesn't necessarily mean that it is advantageous.
咁如果有一樣嘢係合法嘅咧，亦都唔一定代表佢呢樣嘢對我哋係有益處嘅。
Sex outside of marriage is not holy.Rather, it is degenerate.
婚姻以外嘅性行為咧，唔係聖潔、高潔、純潔嘅，反而咧係墮落、腐敗嘅。
Now in Chinese, you may find the term 墮落 a strong word.
咁可能喺中文裏面翻譯為墮落，大家會覺得一個好嚴厲嘅字啦，好重。
But let me remind you of the dictionary definition of the word degenerate.
但係我再提你哋一次啦，喺字典裏面對墮落呢個字嘅解釋。
is that the moral standard have sunken to a very low level.
就係話一個道德嘅標準已經墮落到一個好低同埋唔能夠接受嘅地步啦。
It has made sex very cheap.
其實就係話將性啊性行為變得好賤。
It has made human beings unworthy of our role in the world.
亦都令到我哋人咧唔配得神原本想俾我哋呢個崗位嘅角色。
What is sex that is holy, anyways?
究竟高潔的性關係、性行為又是什麼一回事呢？
Sex that is holy is sex that is true love.
令到性關係是聖潔、純潔的呢，是因為基於真正的愛。
And true love is with commitment.
而真愛呢，一定是包括這份彼此的委身和承擔。
In true love, there is self-control.
在真愛裡面是有節制的。
There is mutual respect for the other.
有 even 雙方彼此的尊重。
There is faithfulness.
真愛咧，亦都係有忠誠、忠貞。
And sex that is true love is right.
而有真愛咁樣之下嘅性關係、性行為咧，就係正確噶啦。
And as usual, it doesn't mean that we have exhausted the issue. So we shall continue in 2 weeks' time.
咁我哋可以喺兩個禮拜之後再繼續我哋呢個討論啦。
May you learn.How to tell the difference between what is holy and what is common.
咁都好希望大家可以學習點樣去分別乜嘢嘢係聖潔、純潔、高潔嘅，同埋所謂好平庸、平常嘅。
So let us conclude in a prayer.
咁我哋一齊用禱告嚟結束。
Grace, please.
Okay, 我用中文。
Yeah.